Raise up your right hand to the heavens, beloved. And you declare this loud and clear. Every conspiracy against my life in the heavens, scatter! In the name of Jesus, begin to scatter the conspiracies. Every conspiracy against my life in the heavens, scatter in the name of Jesus. Scatter in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Don't say this does not concern me. I think you should pray it with holy anger. Circulating my name for evil. You are a liar. In the name of Jesus, any power circulating my name for evil, you are a liar. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. As someone here this morning, today is the first day here. Household wickedness have conspired together and they have deleted you. Although you are standing there on your feet, but you are not really there. You have already been deleted. But thank God you are here this morning. Right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you. And the yoke of that evil dedication is broken completely. Say this again loud and clear. I shall be a victor. Not a victim. In the name of Jesus, declare it. I shall be a victor and not a victim. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Our Lord and our God, we thank you for this wonderful morning. And we thank you for the wonderful things you will do here this morning. Accept our thanks in Jesus. This morning, open our understanding. Help us to war a good warfare. And by the time we close from this service, let men and women see your glory upon our lives. And let your name alone be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. And listen very carefully to this very short message. Because today it's a serious prayer meeting. But listen to this very short exhortation, which is titled, Speak Evil of No Man. Speak Evil of No Man. And let's read some scriptures. In Titus chapter 3, I read verse 1 and 2. Titus chapter 3, 1 to 2. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no blamers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men, to speak evil of no man. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Ephesians 4, 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. The book of 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 2 from verse 10. 2 Peter 2 from 10 to 12. But chiefly, them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Whereas angels which are greater in power and might, bring not lying accusation against them before the Lord, but these as mature brute beasts. meant to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. They are going to perish because of their mouth, those people there. In James chapter 4 now, James chapter 4 verse 11, the Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, the truth shall be established. James chapter 4 verse 11, speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother, speaketh evil of the Lord and judgeth the Lord. But if thou judge the Lord, thou art not the doer of the law, but a judge. In these four scriptures that we've read, the commandment is loud and clear. Speak evil of no man. The commandment is loud and clear in those four passages. Let me make a few statements to you about the words we speak. Just a few statements about the words we speak. Number one, the signal, the major signal of self-control is mouth control. The major signal of self-control is mouth control. When you cannot control your mouth, it is obvious you cannot control your life. And that can you discipline yourself? Says thou a man who is loose with his mouth? Or show me a man who is loose with his mouth, that I will show you a man who is not disciplined and who cannot be holy. Number two, statements about words. It is dangerous to speak when you cannot improve on your silence. When you are already silent and your silence is already doing well, what you are going to say, unless you can improve on that silence, you don't speak it at all. You know, when the period of prayer, and I want all of us to get the mighty blessings of God in this prayer program, that is, there is no use in speaking unless you can improve on your silence. Three, the biggest mouth always have the least to say. When the mouth is too big, too loud, you just talk, they have little to say. This is why God does not use talkatives, because God himself is a secret keeper. Statement number four, it is wiser for you to choose what you say than for you to say what you choose. It's wiser for you to choose what you say than to just say what you choose. Try and understand that one too. Number five that I want to make here this morning, there are great talkers who talk. They are usually little doers. Great talkers are usually little doers. You talk great, but you do little. Six, evil words cut more deeply than a sword. Evil words cut more deeply than a sword. Words may not break somebody's bones, but it can break the heart. Break somebody's heart. That's why we have to be very, very careful what we say. Statement number seven. Speech, they say, is silver, but silence is gold. Speech is silver, silence is gold. Sometimes by just keeping quiet, you save your life a lot of trouble. Eight. Written words can be erased, but spoken words cannot be erased. It's already gone. It's like you throw feather into the wind. You won't be able to gather it together. Written words can be erased, but spoken words cannot be erased. Step number nine. In the use of words, quality is more important than quantity. Quality is more important than quantity. These are statements about words that I want you to know. And the last statement I want to make is this. Overproduction or multiplication of words indicates poverty of thought. Multiplication of words is a sign of poverty of thought. That's why the Bible makes it loud and clear. Speak evil of no man. We are to speak evil of no man. Please listen to me very, very carefully. Whether the men are good or bad does not matter. God says you have no right to speak evil of another person. Sometimes when you grab our newspapers in this country, sometimes I'm shocked at what some people say against leaders, against pastors, against all kinds of people. Many of us, unfortunately, we are already convicted in the court of heaven for evil speaking. Many mouths in heaven are listed as mouths that broadcast for the devil. If heaven was to make the list available to you, the list of those who do evil speaking, you will be shocked at the kinds of names and at the volume of names you will find there. Sometimes a small thing can spoil a big thing. That nozzle in the middle of our mouth, as small as it is, can wreck the whole of somebody's life. One day, we were traveling to Ibadan. We were traveling in a new car. And the kind of driver they gave to me, a government driver, is the kind of driver who believes that it is not good for any vehicle to be at his front. So that means he overtakes anything, anybody, any car, any bike, anything at his front. And he was speeding seriously. And when I'm in a vehicle and he is speeding, I don't really bother myself because I knew I will not die in a vehicle accident. We overtook so many vehicles. Flamers, wrecked cars, Okada. Anytime we saw a vehicle at the front, we overtakes. All of a sudden, rain began to fall. As the rain started, he switched on his wiper. The wiper did not work. So we had to slow down. Yes. Because now he could not even see his front again. He was now going slowly. Slowly. All of a sudden, to my own sadness, all the vehicles we overtook, the trailers, the Okada, the Volkswagen, they were just driving past. Why? They had a wiper. We didn't have one. Eventually we had to stop because the rain became heavier. So that new vehicle with just a bad wiper could not move because the wiper was not functional. A small thing like a mouth can bring that fantastic breakthroughs for people. The Lord has asked me to warn you that most people speak evil things about what they know and what they don't even know. They speak evil of things about which they don't even understand. This is a very serious matter, and I want you to understand this. I was here, or was it 2 years ago? Somebody was crying that, let me see the Joe pray for me. I want to make a restitution. Because the angels of God were now pursuing him. What was his problem? He said he saw one pastor marrying one woman. He said the pastor was very short. The woman was very tall. So he said, look at this sweet, funny sister. I want to marry this short pastor. And he went home. And right from that day, the angels were pursuing him. Who asked him to comment? Nobody. So it's amazing how so many people jump into conclusion about other people's matter without knowing the details. Many of us need to cry to heavens for forgiveness and also do deliverance of the mouth. You may be saying the truth, but the manner of saying it may be completely evil. It is very sad that many of us run into this sin continually. And evil speaking has become the major ingredient in most speaking. If you are here and you delight in repeating the sin, the mistake, the tragedy of another person, you are guilty of evil speaking. If you are here and you are talking against somebody behind their back, you are backbiting, you are guilty of evil speaking. This commandment is a commandment people have trampled upon, and it has caused us a lot of trouble. Beloved, watch your words, or you will be digging up trouble for yourself. I've met quite a number of people. I said, you see me, I don't take nonsense. I say things as they are. I don't fear anybody. You are guilty of evil speaking. Guilty of evil speaking. The road to heaven is very narrow. Very narrow. It will not embrace you when your lips speak evil. If you think you can just open your mouth and say anything to anybody, anytime, the way you like it, hey, you will not be able to sing with angels in heaven. You think you can just open your mouth and talk about other people's wives, other people's children, calling others witches and wizards, gossiping about others, talking and saying, see your friend. Speaking against your leaders, whether political or spiritual, singing with angels in heaven will be impossible. This is a sin most believers commit every day, and we will need to repent from it. We don't want the enemy to hinder our breakthroughs. Those things that you are telling your husband at home, which is gossip, backbiting about other people, is evil speaking. Those backbiting agenda, they are evil speaking. And all those things you don't know anything about, and somebody told you, and the person who told you says somebody told you, and now what you say somebody told you, and then you are now saying it as if it is true. He will speak it. There are consequences, terrible consequences of evil speaking. Number one, unanswered prayers. That's why I say sometimes a very small thing can spoil a big thing. Unanswered prayers. You pray. But as far as heaven is concerned, your name has been listed as part of as one of those who speak evil against others. Some people, where they are living, they will carry out an evil analysis of all the tenants. See that one at the front door. He has three wives. And only three wives are witches. See the door that follows. He was a stupid, foolish bachelor. He came from one. See that one that follows. There's a woman that's living there. She's so short that you can hardly see her head. You see that one there? Is kind of an evil analysis of the whole house. You are guilty of evil speaking. If the same mouth now goes to the altar of prayer, immediately you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, heavens will bang the telephone on your ears. And no, this is an evil mouth. Don't want to listen to this one. Number two consequence is that evil speaking stops divine favor. It stops divine favor. Number three, evil speaking will give a bad life and bad days. Look at 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. 1 Peter 3, 10. It's good for you to open to that scripture. 1 Peter 3, 10. So for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. For he that will love life and want to see good things, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. So one consequence of evil speaking is bad life, bad days. Four. The fourth consequence of evil speaking, you magnetize sorrow and misfortune unto yourself the more evil you speak about anyone. Five. Blockage from heaven. Heaven just block the person out. Because you say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Sir, sorry. We don't listen to satanic broadcasting station here. Because you use your mouth to broadcast something for evil. Six. If you are guilty of evil speaking, the Bible says the person will not be established. In Psalm 140 verse 11, let not an evil speaker be established in the earth. That's what the Bible says. The person will not be established. Seventh consequence, which is a very serious matter, that you may carry unwanted evil load. Load that does not belong to you, go and carry it with your mouth. You have to be very careful. Number eight, consequence. If you are guilty of evil speaking, you cannot be God's favorite. Can be. As you are speaking evil of people. Number nine, consequence. That if you are guilty of evil speaking, you will invite spiritual and physical leprosy, just like Aaron and Miriam. Dathan, Korah, and Abel. Those ones, they were guilty of evil speaking. Tell us the consequence. If you are guilty of evil speaking, the person will reap the harvest of evil words. The harvest of very evil words. So you have to be very, very careful. The immediate consequence of evil speaking is that God will cut the person off. God will just cut the person off. And the person will know what's happening. Look at Psalm 101, verse 5. Psalm 101, verse 5. Whosoever privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him will I cut off. That's what is in the word of God. Do you talk if you behind somebody's back? You are risking being cut off by the Almighty. And the last but not the least, if you are guilty of evil speaking, you put yourself and your family in trouble. Put yourself and your family in trouble. That's why the Bible says it loud and clear. And I'm beginning to you, members of this church, as a warning this morning, that speak evil of no man. If you are already guilty of evil speaking, what is the way out? Number one, you need to repent. You need to repent and tell the Lord that I'm sorry for misusing my mouth. I'm sorry for commenting on things that I don't understand. I'm sorry for broadcasting evil information about somebody which I cannot confirm. You need to ask the Lord to forgive you. Two, you must set a watch over your mouth. Set a watch over your mouth. That is, keep your mouth shut until the Holy Spirit in you gets into gear. If the Holy Spirit in you has not started speaking, then keep shut. Set a watch by your mouth. Put a spiritual immigration officer at the door, at the lips of your mouth. Three, lay aside every evil speaking and gossiping. And if you don't want to gossip, then you do not listen to gossips. The reason we still have gossipers is because we have people who are ready to listen. And so, when somebody is saying something to you, you know, this thing that you are saying, can you repeat what you are saying in the presence of so-so person? Don't say I told you. Tell the person you should go away from me. If not, we'll put you in trouble. Lay it aside. The fourth thing to do, put away all evil speaking. When it comes before you, tell the speakers, I'm not interested. Even when they begin to talk, you find that it's not a defining. Say, sorry, I'm not interested. I'm sorry, that's not why I came here. That's not why I came here. I was at a place some time ago, and they threw some questions at me, expecting me to tell them something negative about the personalities they were discussing. So I said, I'm sorry, I came here to be a blessing. And I want to be a blessing. I'm not here to broadcast evil. So if you are here and you want to be blessed, then I too want to be a blessing. Put it away. Number five, that you should do. Pray always the prayer of the psalmist. The psalmist has one important prayer point. In Psalm 19 verse 14. Psalm 19 verse 14. Let's open to Psalm 19 verse 14 to locate this prayer of the psalmist. Psalm 19 verse 14. Are we there? Let's read it loud and clear. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Read it again loud and clear. As far as you keep praying that prayer, you watch what comes out of your mouth. I said, but I want to make my points. The point you will make, and you come back and cry later, why don't you just shut up? Six, you may need to carry out deliverance of your mouth. Not everything deliverance is just deliverance from sickness, from demons, from all those things. You can and do deliverance of your mouth. Especially if your mouth speaks 200 words per minute and most of the words are useless words. 7. Barricade your life from any bad friends. Barricade your life from any bad friends. Any bad friends that are wedded towards any fire. Barricade your life from them. That's why we speak here. So you only come across 4 kinds of people in your life. Number 1, you can come across somebody who will add to your life. At least your coming across the person improves your life. Number 2, you can come across somebody who will subtract from your life. The day you meet them is the day your tragedy or disaster starts. They will subtract from you. Anybody who gossips to you is subtracting from you. The third kind of person you meet is those who leave you the way you are. They don't add to you. They don't subtract to you. They're just there. Then the fourth kind of person you could meet is those who have come to waste you. And there are plenty of them out. You should barricade your life from those friends who have come to subtract from you. You should barricade your life from friends who have come to waste you. You should barricade your life from any bound friends. Bow down your heads when you are there. And speak to the Lord. If you have been using your mouth, you have been speaking evil against people, even if it's your boss in the office, you have been speaking evil against them, maybe your husband, maybe your wife, maybe your children, maybe your colleagues, maybe fellow church members, repent before the Lord now and ask him to forgive you so that you will not have a hindrance to your prayers. I give you time to do that. It's very important you do it from your heart. Say, Father, I am sorry. I'm misusing my tongue. Father, I'm sorry. I'm speaking what I should not speak. I'm speaking what I should not speak. Father, I'm sorry for the way in which I've used my tongue. Amen. Let's take a fasting booklet now.
Truth.
for that. Now sing it loud and clear, my ears are joined before the ears of heaven. Just my trembling on the floor.
This message continues on side B of this cassette.
Last verse, loud and clear. Great Father of glory, your Father of man, nine angels adore you, all willing their son, all willing who and I, who are opposed to see. His only the splendor of light have been. O Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end.
Call me, draw me, open me to you.
end. I'm heavy, but you see me. I'm so good, I'm let's rise up on our feet as to sing, years I spent in vanity and pride. I spent in vanity and pride, caring of my love was missing fine. No, you loved it was for me in that home of mine. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. Then my body sold for liberty. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty God that God is plan. A cover. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. Yeah, my body so for liberty. At Calvary. Amen. Which section are we in now? Say it again loud and clear. And what is our memory verse? Amen. All eyes closed. We're going to start some prayers now. Again, as those prayers are going on, the power of God will begin to pop out like popcorn. As these prayers are going on, there are people who have infirmities in their body that those infirmities will dry up. There are people here today that the enemies have fired several arrows into aspects of their lives. The intestines, the internal organs have been turned upside down. As you pray this prayer, this miracle should begin to overturn the power of the oppressor. All of a sudden, creative miracles should begin to happen. And there will be replacements of organs in the body. All of a sudden, those that the enemies have programmed problems into their bodies, you will hear a breaking sound and the yoke of the enemy shall be broken to pieces. Get yourself ready now. You know those prayers are going on. And you find that there is a condition you brought there that has just disappeared. Just find the way to the altar at that time so that we can pray with you and the problem will not come back. Everybody will say this loud and clear. Working against my efficiency. That is the power that is not making you to be 100% efficient. Can you say this loud and clear? Make it loud and that, beloved. Scatter! In the name of Jesus. Let it be scattering. Every power working against my efficiency, your time is up. Scatter. That's right. Spirit of the living God, begin to move now. In Jesus' name we pray. As a plantation of spirit husband in somebody's womb, the power of God is touching that place now, and the plantation is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. It has now vanished. Yes. The serpent on the head, covering the head like headgear. The power of God is falling upon that head, and the yoke of the serpent upon the head is broken. That's right. Aha. Say this loud and clear again. Every secret and open enemy of my laughter. Can you say this loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. Oh yes, oh yes. Spirit of the living God, begin to move. Move. Yes. Yes, yes. Yes. Masokaya boshente rabakaya ba. The river upon the kaya boshente. Yes. Receive the touch of the power of God. Receive the power of the touch of God. Receive the fire of the touch of God. Yes, yes, receive the touch of the fire of God. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. An evil swelling on the breast, an evil sore in the body. The power of God is falling upon you now, and the yoke of those infirmities are broken to pieces. Yes, that's the electric power of God. It's going from the top of the head to the soles of the feet. From the top of the head to the soles of the feet. From the top of the head to the soles of the feet. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You will say this louder than anyone here. Aha. The arrows of fire that used to go through somebody's body. I see somebody is putting a sword of fire through you. It's coming out through the mouth and through the nose. Yes. Say this with holy anger. My arrows of prayer. Bring shame to my enemies today. Can I hear the sister shouting his love and clap? I want the sisters to be more aggressive. Sisters, I want you to even shout it louder than that. Yes. Aha. Brothers, shout it louder than the sisters. Everybody shouting it louder. In the name of Jesus. Masakataya boshantayaba. Let my arrows of prayer arise and bring shame to my enemies today. Today, 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 today. Aha, 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 aha. Masotekateya. Yes, yes, yes. In Jesus' name we pray. There are 12 persons here. Before this next Sunday, the kind of financial breakthrough they've never had before, the Lord is bringing it your way. All that the Lord wants you to do now is to pledge a quarter of it to his work, so that the door to that blessing will be released upon your life. Do that now, because that the power of God will move and open powerful doors unto your life from unexpected quarters. Thank you, Jesus. There is a woman over there. The witchcraft powers have put almost 21 infirmities in your body. It's like you have never known any moment of peace. Those arrows, they are coming out one by one, one by one, one by one, one by one. The one in the legs, the one in the womb, the one in the breast, the one in the neck, the one in the head. That's the power of God coming upon you. Enough is enough. Say this loud and clear. Power of fresh favor. How many people want that one? Can Can you say it loud and clear? Pursue me and look at me. In the name of Jesus. Power and fresh favor. Pursue me and look at me. Masopokoya boshentera bokoraba. Da sente kaya boshentera bokoraba santa. Yes. Yes. Something is still happening over there. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. That short prayer we just prayed now has opened many good doors. And the enemy has locked against so many people. Thank you, Jesus. The witchcraft attack against your certificates of jobs is revoked now. And that certificate will bring you favor from within and from abroad. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody has been healed from witchcraft epilepsy. Somebody has been delivered too from this evil personality that has entered into your body in your sleep. It's coming out of you now. Let's try. Yes. Somebody has been delivered from the odor of death. Right away, you are the power of God is coming upon you. Aha. This prayer, please pray it with holy madness. Say, armor of my enemies. The armor. Can you say this loud and clear? Begin to leak. Aha. Can you say this loud and clear? Say it with holy anger. In the name of Jesus. Command the armor to begin to leak. In the name of Jesus. They must leak. Today is the day. Now the fire of God begin to move. Move. Let the armor leak. In the name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. The enemy has laid an evil hand on the stomach of somebody over there. And we've been having this battle going on inside that stomach. That evil hand, which is from your father's house, has been taken out of that stomach here. And the turbulence in that stomach has now ceased. Thank you, Jesus. Say, oh God, arise and break the alliance of the enemy. Can you say this loud and clear? Aha. Make it louder than that. Oh God. In the name of Jesus. Let the alliance be broken. In the name of Jesus. Begin to break the alliance of the enemy. Oh God, arise and break the alliance of the enemy. Break it. Break it. Break it. In the name of Jesus. Break the alliance. In the name of Jesus. Masekaya boshentera bokora basantayaba. Ribokapanda santayaba. Manakatanda rabosopola kaya boshente. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Thou word of sleeplessness walking upon this person, be withdrawn from the earth, be withdrawn from the eyes. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Yes. Say, let the boastings of my enemies be turned to shame. Can you shout it loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. Let the blessings be turned to shame. Let the blessings be turned to shame. In the name of Jesus. Let the blessings be turned to shame. In the name of Jesus. Masopokoya boshentera bakara bosanta. Ribosaponde kanteya. Yes. Holy Ghost fire, begin to destroy every plantation of darkness. Destroy it, destroy it, destroy it, destroy it. In Jesus' name we pray. Now I see somebody over there. God has just done a final barrier of a long-term affliction. Final barrier of that long-term affliction. Thank you, Jesus. 1,200 persons here this morning who have been programmed for uncommon turnaround breakthroughs. But I want you to pray this prayer with holy anger. Let the confidence of my enemies be shattered to pieces. In the name of Jesus, shatter the confidence. Shatter it. In the name of Jesus, let the confidence be shattered. Let it be shattered. Let it be shattered. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Makorabo Saponta. Ribokaponda Santayaba. In Jesus' name we pray. The enemy has put something in somebody's stomach, thereby ballooning the stomach. Right now, that balloon has been punctured. I want to wait for that to be corrected. That's right. Because that balloon in the stomach is going down. Aha. This prayer is three hot times. There was a champion of the problems of Mordecai. What happened to that champion of problems? He died in the place of Mordecai. That was a champion for the forces of the Philistines. His name was Goliath. What happened to that champion? He died. You will now say this loud and clear. We are playing this three hot times. And as we are playing them, the power of God will begin to move. Oh, champion of my problem! In the name of Jesus. Yes, you will be champion. You will be champion. You will be champion. You will be champion. In the name of Jesus. You will be champion. In the name of Jesus. Mopia Rikasapanda. Ribokaponda Santayaba. Dakaponda Kaponda. Ribokaposa Tayaba. In Jesus' name we pray. I say, sister here, a strange woman has taken your husband away. By the time you get home from this meeting, the man will be waiting for you at home. For that evil yoke has been broken. Oh, champion of my problem! You are a liar! Yeah! In the name of Jesus, you are a liar! Masika Tonda Kayaba. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Oh, champion of my problems, you are a liar. Die! In Jesus' name we pray. This is the third time. Don't negotiate with the enemy. This money is not a money to negotiate. Oh, champion of my problems. What are you waiting for? Yeah! In the name of Jesus. Aha, 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 aha. Pia, Rika Soka. Enough is enough. Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord is working in the life of somebody, and so that the Lord can perfect what He wants to do in your life, He is doing a miracle that is involving reducing your age, so that what they say is not possible for you can be possible. Yes, that's the power of God. It's coming upon you. That's the power of God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I commit these children unto Your will. I decree that affliction will not rise again.
in the name of Jesus. The miracle that I've received today shall be permanent in your life. I barricade the signs and wonders to the blood of Jesus. Thank you, God. You will raise your right hand up to the heavens. Shout this louder than anyone here. Every strong man of opposition to my breakthrough. Can you shout this louder and clear? In the name of Jesus. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Now let's raise up our two hands to the heavens. As we pray these prayers for uncommon breakthroughs for ourselves. Say this loud and clear. Every power assigned to frustrate me. In the name of Jesus, deal with those powers. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Every foundation of witchcraft in my family land, there, in the name of Jesus, begin to address it. Today is today in office enough. In Jesus' name we pray. I shall not be demoted. I shall go from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus. Yes. I shall not be demoted. I shall go from glory to glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Begin to prophesy on this week. Declaring that it shall favor you. That great and marvelous things shall happen in your life. To the glory of the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I want you to sing this song louder than anyone around you. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Praise the King of Kings, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Praise the King of Kings, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Praise the King of Kings, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Praise the King of Kings, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes. Praise the King of Kings, hallelujah. Praise the King of Kings. 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 The mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah, you are hallelujah. Go ahead. The mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah, you are that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Let us share the grace and fellowship.